paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The sounds of Chicago coming through to you from the top of the Bob Sirott building here at 303 East Wacker Drive. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about some Dean Richards from Channel 9 and today's quarantainment report. What's up, Dean? How you doing?
I just got the audio for a new remix that was just done by Rita Wilson and the group Naughty by Nature. Remember when Rita Wilson was still in isolation after she and her husband Tom Hanks tested positive for COVID-19? They were posting some videos, but Rita Wilson just posted this little version of the song Hip Hop Hooray by herself, and everybody was surprised the girl could rap.
How about that?
So I don't know if it was Naughty by Nature that did it. I'm not 100% sure who put this together, but somebody has mixed it together with Rita Wilson and Naughty by Nature doing the song. It's on YouTube, and all the proceeds for this are going to go to the Music Cares Foundation, which works with musicians who are in need, illnesses, sudden unemployment, which is the majority of all the musicians now, medical, financial, personal emergencies. So this remix, all for a good cause. It literally just came out a couple of minutes ago. I'm going to send the audio to Joe. And maybe we can play a little of it, because I know you nobody loves the hip-hop more than you do.
That's right. And we just played. These songs are coming fast and furious now, and I think a lot of people get a kick out of them. Gloria Estefan posted, get on your feet, put on your mask, it's called.
Oh, nice.
That's going around now. We played that a little while ago. I am anxious to hear about more Tiger King, because I'm almost done. We watched the sixth one last night. I think there's only seven, so we're about to finish up. What are they going to do now? More?
Perfectly timed. Yesterday, they filmed one more episode, and it's going to be on sometime this week. They haven't said when it's going to be on. They haven't said what the content is going to be yet. They did the zoo owner, I forget his name, maybe intentionally, but he said that they did one more.
Mike, that's his name, right? Isn't he the zoo owner?
Right, I have it here in the story.
Jeff Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So they did this new episode yesterday. It's going to be on this week, but there's a buzz on social media that they are already shopping around a Tiger King movie. So you can imagine how excited I must be about that, that I'm going to have to, 2 hours of my life are going to be spent watching that whenever it comes out.
Well, if you watch the documentary, what more could they possibly do? And you can't fictionalize it, because the real characters are beyond fiction.
Right. Don't you choke a little bit when you even say the word documentary with this?
Yeah, well, I guess so. You know what I watched last night that I thought was really good? That country music special.
Yeah.
So last night was supposed to be the award show.
Yeah, ACM, the Academy of Country Music, one of the most prestigious country groups. They were supposed to give their awards out last night in Las Vegas. Obviously, that did not happen. So many of the people who were going to perform that night performed from their homes last night. We put together a little montage.
You picked the fine time to leave me, Lucille. Children and a crop in the field.
On that last turn home, I can hardly wait to drop my bags, kiss your face.
I think about those summer nights, singing at the window on the back road, sweet child of mine.
You're one and only, but just cause we're lonely. lonely don't mean that we should. We should be drinking alone.
But I'll be fine in the morning next to you.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can.
Yes, I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry over and over. Can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my
Yeah. Amazing voices. Kane Brown with John Legend, two different locations singing together. This is going to be a world premiere song that they were going to do on the award show that they did anyway last night, and it sounded beautiful. Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan, Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker in there doing tributes to Kenny Rogers. Carrie Underwood did that Drinking Alone song that gave me goosebumps. Was beautiful. Little Big Town was in there. Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were on the program. I mean, it was just loaded with stars. Absolutely beautiful. And this was just one of the events that are going to be taking place. The benefit last night was also for Music Cares, same as that Naughty by Nature remix. But this one is, this week is called Kenny Cares, in honor of and in tribute to Kenny Rogers, who just passed away. They're going to be doing a Kenny Rogers tribute. I think it's on Wednesday night with many of these same superstars in country doing Kenny Rogers songs to pay respect to, you know, him kind of laying the road for them as they came along in their own careers.
You know what I loved about the CBS show last night? These country artists, such great voices, because they're just in their bedroom or living room or home studio, and the audio in most cases just being picked up by probably an iPhone camera, and they sound fantastic. And also, it's so cool to see them in their homes. And when we get back to normal here, you're going to want that as opposed to seeing these performers on stage, because it's fun to see how they live, isn't
it? Right. It's lifestyles of the rich and famous again,
right,
isn't it?
It is.
that we get to go into everyone's houses. And here's the surprising part. Some of their, I thought some of their houses would be way fancier than they are. They look, I mean, I don't want to look in some superstar, some multi-award winning star, and to see that my kitchen looks like their kitchen.
Well, I think they're probably going to a place that's more relatable.
A little more humble?
Yeah, it reminds me of the time years ago, I was driving with my wife up in Lake Geneva, and we passed Lee Phillips' home.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, wow, look at that. That's spectacular. Look at that house. And my wife said, that's the coach house. That's not even her house.
Oh, no.
Back with Dean Richards, who's at WGN-TV. How was that comedy marathon Saturday night? I didn't get to hear any of it.
It was challenging to watch. It was on a bunch of different platforms, among them YouTube. And it was supposed to be a four-hour comedy marathon. So I put it on while I was doing other things. And really, all you heard for most of the time was, is this working? Is this on?
Oh, no.
I can't hear you. Is this not? Is this good? What's going on? So it was loaded with technical problems, but you were able to get a little nugget or two out of here, including this from, you know, maybe the world's most famous germaphobe, way before any of us were wearing masks or gloves, Howie Mandel.
You know, a lot of people, I don't know what they call this, a virus, a pandemic. If you know anything about me, I call it, told ya.
Laugh Aid 7070.
So they text that number?
Yes.
But if they do that, they could purchase one of my children. Patrick, come on over here. Patrick, here's one of the kids you could get. Patrick, what he is...
Did they buy me on eBay?
No, not on eBay. You're 7 years old. He's one of the cute ones.
And let's see his teeth.
He's some teeth. He's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, he's missing some teeth. Little Jim Gaffigan. It's one of his five kids missing his front teeth. But Jim Gaffigan was hilarious. He was trying to auction off his kids. And there's just nobody funnier than Jim Gaffigan. Some of the things were just painful. Again, good cause. You know, they're urging people to donate. Comedians, stand-up comedians who... You know, they spend their time in front of audiences and traveling all the time, all the things that we can't do anymore. So they're trying to raise money for their brother and sister comedians.
Mm-hmm. Their heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
How is Pink doing? Do we know?
Yeah, Pink over the weekend revealed that she had tested positive for COVID-19 and is already done with it. She didn't reveal it until she was finished with it. She, you know, wanted to purposely make the statement that I tested positive. I'm fine. I got through this okay. And she is encouraging people to get testing when they can, to practice social distancing, to wash their hands, all the things that we're hearing from everybody. She says she realizes how fortunate she was that she was able to get tested and donated $1 million on top of it. Half of it's going to go to COVID-19 efforts in Los Angeles, half to the hospital in Philadelphia where her mother worked for 30 years.
Talk about a big donation. How about that tip Tyler Perry left?
Yeah, how about this? So, you know, we're all occasionally, I guess, trying to do some carry out and support our local restaurants if we can. And you know, if you're doing DoorDash or Postmates or any of the delivery services, hope you're, you know, tipping your drivers generously as much as you can. Tyler Perry orders some carry out from a Houston's restaurant in Atlanta. And I don't know if he went to pick it up. I guess he did because he was the one that signed the check and left a $21,000 tip for all the employees in the restaurant. There were like 40-something employees. It came to $500 per employee thanks to the generosity of Tyler Perry.
That was a little more than 20%, I guess.
Yeah, that's generous.
Do you want to hear that Rita Wilson thing you were talking about?
I can never get enough of Naughty by Nature and Rita Wilson.
Okay, so what do we need to know before we hear this?
Well, just that Rita Wilson, when she was in quarantine in Australia, one of the things that she did to pass the time was she put an Instagram video together of her singing the song Hip Hop Hooray, the Naughty by Nature song from back in the day. And now they have remixed Rita Wilson's version with the original version by the group Naughty by Nature. And this is the result.
Right. Swear what you heard, because I ain't feeling no hate. Ain't chopping no crops, but still growing every day. Here's another sound from the wonder sound. From the underground town, down a hill, fill out your town. Drown smiles to frown, stack of crowns for clowns.
Wow, there you go. Mrs. Tom Hanks.
Mrs. Tom Hanks, she's a rapper. Who knew?
And she also did an unusual national anthem version, didn't she?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to find an actual recording of it, and I have not been able to track one down, but they did a NASCAR event, a virtual NASCAR event, in which actual NASCAR drivers were doing virtual driving, I guess, you know, on essentially video games. And to start the event off, as they do at NASCAR events, Rita Wilson sang the national anthem from her location in Los Angeles to the NASCAR event, and to kind of kick the whole thing off. So she's keeping very busy and staying very active with this whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And finally, we have something from the mayor. And is this a tribute to you, Dean? What's this all about?
Well, I would like to think that, but it is not the case. You know, these memes are popping up everywhere of just unusual locations, and that cutout of the mayor holding her notebook with this stern look on her face to keep your distance, stay 6 feet apart, you know, warning people that she's going to shut you down if you're not doing that. Somebody took the picture of my Victory Auto Records commercial where the door is falling off on that poor guy. Bob was his name. The door is falling off, and they photoshopped the mayor into that opening shot of the Victory Auto Records commercial, which I think is hilarious. I've got it on my Facebook page if anybody wants to see it.
We all need to see that.
Yeah, it'll make you laugh today. It will.
I love that. All right, it's Dean Richards. That old entertainment reporter is worth listening to. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.